Do you guys, are you guys into gaming? Are you like a gamer? Would you say?
I like playing games, but I don't like to do it a lot. I like talking about it and doing it like with someone, not just like playing it.
Meaning, you like playing online with somebody? Uh-huh. Is what you're saying?
Do you know, like streaming?
Streaming, yeah.
Uh-huh, like that.
Do you want to stream? Mom, is it going to stream? I'm so sorry. I don't mean to put you on the spot like that. That's a terrible thing I just did. What streamers do you watch?
Basically, I watch Naked 30. It's like the YouTube play Fortnite. The other one is...
What was that first one you said?
Naked 30.
Nick and 30?
No, Naked.
Naked? Naked. I'm sorry. I didn't have that simple, simple, simple.
Naked 30. Nikki?
Nikki?
It's Nick and 30. It's a fact.
Nick and 30. I'm not going to say Nick. I'm not going to say it again. The reason that I defeat's because you sleep weak and I'll power now. 48 hours I'm running on fumes like a Drake disc, man. I'm back to back. No friends, ain't got your back. That's a chiropractor. Though it's classical like a musical. I'm in a junkyard, but I'm a Cadillac. Nonfiction fact. JCTV, people meeting people, making memories. Welcome back to the Lunch Table Podcast, ATX. I call it the Lunch Table Podcast, ATX, because when I was in school, the only time I feel I could be myself and talk candidly and just talk without anybody listening, any adult listening, or with anybody looking over my shoulder was at lunch, was during lunches. Hence the name of the show, the Lunch Table Podcast. Cast ATX. The way you can support the show is by hitting that Linktree JCTV, where you can like, share, shop, and subscribe. Also, JCTV.com, like, share, shop, and subscribe. Meeting people, making memories. You can also assist by purchasing my ebook, Become a Lead Star, The 8 Guidelines for Effective Communication. Alfred, he knows something about that. Rafat knows something about that. We're going to talk about that soon. My special guest, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. But yes, you can support us. Support more by purchasing the ebook, Become a Lead Star, The 8 Guidelines for Effective Communication. By employing these skills, it will improve the relationship status amongst all aspects of your relationships. Become a Lead Star. Meeting people, making memories. We out. JCTV, people meeting people, making memories. The Lunch Table Podcast, ATX. Season 4, episode 4, we've got some special people in the studio. I'm not going to say anything. Introduce yourself, sir. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Alfred. I'm from Afghanistan.
Alfred from Afghanistan. Who are you, sir?
My name is Rafa. I'm from Afghanistan.
Okay, how long have you guys been in the States? How long have you been in the States, Alfred?
3 years.
What's one of the differences, one of the main differences from the United States and, well, Texas in general and Afghanistan?
The culture.
The culture. Okay. Can you be a little bit more specific, Alfred? What specifically about the culture is different?
The language and the a lot of reading stuff and the all learning things.
Okay.
Is different.
The language. Is there anybody at school that's helping you learn English? Just by like having a conversation and talking to them? Is there anybody that's assisting with you like learning the language better?
Yeah.
Who?
Coach.
Oh, Coach? Shout out Coach Randall in the building. How about you, Alfred? Is there anybody at school that is helping you learn the language better just by conversing?
Now we have like what's it called, from second grade teachers.
Uh-huh.
And like Miss Parrish, it was like a teacher helping us when you were here for reading.
Uh-huh.
Now we have like two teachers, Miss Romero, new Miss Romero.
Uh-huh.
And they came like every day and different times, like help us with language and uh-huh. like, every two things.
Is that helping?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say since August your reading and your understanding of the language has gotten better. Yes?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Could you explain to the people what 2-hour learning is? What is 2-hour learning? Can you explain in your words, in your own words, Alfred? What's 2-hour learning?
2-hour learning is like basically doing your work in 2 hours, like math, reading, language, and just in 2 hours, basically in 30 minutes, you do every subject.
Okay. What are some of the subjects in 2-hour learning, Rifat?
It's like language and my math is hard.
Okay. Okay, so math is giving you some challenge? How do you like the 2-hour learning? Like in your, in just, because you've had traditional learning before regarding, I mean, meaning you had the teacher standing in the front of the class, instructing, engaging. You do remember that, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. You've now experienced the 2-hour learning for since September. Yeah. How would you compare the two? Like, do you prefer the 2-hour learning or do you prefer the old way?
2-hour learning.
Okay. Why do you prefer the 2-hour learning, buddy?
It's like, it's same thing. It's like you finish your work, like you can go to recess, like you can do like free stuff.
Are maybe you saying that you have more free time to learn more things outside of the basic schoolwork?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about you, Rifat? I'm sorry, Rifat. How about you, Alfit? What's your take on it? You know, I mean, and I don't want you to say one is better than the other, but just give me your feelings about both.
Both of them is learning. You learn about it. Stuff. The 2-hour learning is basically not that much helpful. It is helpful in math because you're doing it. In language and things, like more like, not a real person directing you, just like telling you what to do. But in like classwork, everybody engage and like do that, you get in your head like really fast.
Yeah.
That's why.
Just to paraphrase, you enjoy it for the math, but for the language and the reading, you would rather have an actual teacher teaching and engaging. Well, I think Coach would tell you this. If you answered if it was an incorrect answer, it's because you missed something. All right. Take notes. Watch the video. Take your time. What was my phrase?
Slow, smooth, fast.
Say what again?
Smooth, slow, smooth, fast.
Slowest, smooth, and smoothest, fast. Alfred, how did we meet?
At first, you were my teacher in our class. It was you, Coach, and Ms. Romero.
Uh-huh.
That's how we get to know you. For a few like weeks and months,
uh-huh,
you were in the classroom helping us. You were like our real teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Coach was like a guide. That's how we like help us a lot of work, and we start like knowing you more. And so that's how we know you now.
Have I helped you?
Yeah, a lot.
What are some ways that I've helped you, Alfred?
When we were doing like reading stuff, on fourth grade stuff, not reading, it was like math, but like bar graph and stuff, I think we did that. At first I didn't get it, and later I had the same thing. You say like how to do it, and I did it, and it was like super fast, I finished it.
Like, that's helping me. Like, you tell me, watch the video, watch it. Take some notes. Like, at first, I don't watch his notes. I say, no, what is notes? People at first, they don't know what is notes.
Yeah. So, like, you didn't know what notes were, correct?
Yeah.
See, like, I felt that was an issue as well at the beginning. How can we demand you guys to take notes if we haven't taught you guys what notes were? There were some things that happened. There were some things that happened in sequence that were counterproductive, you know. You should have had the notebooks and the folders at the beginning of the school year. The goal setting, that should have been already done at the first week, you know. It's just things weren't done as smoothly and as orderly as I would have liked. But I really did enjoy teaching you guys. I enjoyed the afternoons, the small group afternoons, mm-hmm. after hole filling, mm-hmm. when it was just, you know, the fourth grade. And then we got a lot of good work done during those times. What is something about Afghanistan that you miss?
My friends.
Your friends? Which one?
Like, I forgot their names.
Rafat, you forgot their names. How can they be your friends if you forgot their names, Rafat? How about you, Alfred? What's something that you miss about Afghanistan? Food, people, weather, anything?
What's it called? The celebrations, like the Eid and stuff.
Okay, the celebration.
It's different.
The celebrations, the holidays. Mm-hmm. What are some holidays that you celebrate over there that the Americans don't celebrate? Eid. I mean, that we don't celebrate here.
Eid, Ramadan.
It's called what again?
Eid.
Eid.
And Ramadan.
Eid and Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's Eid?
Eid is when people, like, basically is like for us, Christmas.
Okay.
And we like. Our parents, like the older people, give us money.
Uh-huh.
Like my dad or my uncles give us money. We have to, like, buy something. We just use that money to buy something, like a day to buy kids and gifts and stuff.
So in Eid, your family members, they give you money?
Mm-hmm. And get together.
Oh, okay, and you also get together. Okay. What do you guys do when you get together? Are there any, like, specific games you play, any type of customs, anything specific that you all do?
It's like specifically we just like, we got meat, or like a cow. We get a cow and like kill it and like we give it to like people need it.
Okay.
Like homeless people and our neighbors. That's a lot of people doing Afghanistan.
Okay, cool. Eat. If you could have a superpower, what would it be? And how would you use it to help people? Talk to me, baby. What we got?
Like, respect people, like, help people, like, be, like, homeless people, give them food, like, give them, like, the water and food and a drink.
I like that you are wanting to give. I'm asking, are you familiar with the Hulk?
Yeah.
Thor?
Yeah.
Captain America?
Yeah.
See, these are superheroes and they have superpowers. Yeah. So I'm asking you, my boy, if you had a superpower, what would that superpower be? Are you saying that it would be the superpower to help people?
Yeah.
I like that. I love it. The Minister Rafat, talk to me, Alfred. What would be your superpower and how would it help the community?
Super strength.
Okay, cool. How would you use your super strength to help the community, sir?
When people need to lift, like, heavy things.
Give me an example.
Like, imagine if you bought a table, like a really big table.
Okay.
And if it was, like, less people to pick it up. If I had super strength, I would probably pick it up easily. It would be easier to, like, move it.
Okay. I like it. Helping individuals, what would I do? I would, my superpower, it would be, super resourceful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just have all the resources in the world. And if anybody needs anything, I just can provide it. Super resourceful. Yeah.
Helping communities.
Helping the community, baby, you know, because that's what I'm about. I started a nonprofit called Youth Pathways Project, and it's geared towards the youth. It's geared towards individuals your age. And I'm leaning to three pillars, podcast and video production. Mm-hmm. I would love to teach you all. I mean, if you are interested, and kids your age, all the way up to 17, how to podcast, you know, like how to do this, how to tell a story, how to run a show, how to interview. That's one pillar. Two, the reading and the writing portion. We kind of talked about that a little bit earlier. I feel it's a huge demand with teaching, you know, kids how to read and write. That's the second pillar. Mm-hmm. And also the third pillar, personal development, which is goes into the lead star. Do you guys remember what lead star stands for?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. No, you don't, Alfred.
Yes, I do.
How about you, Rafat?
Huh.
Okay. Let's try it out. What is the L in lead star, Alfred?
L stands for... I forgot that one.
What is the L
listen.
In... Listen to what?
Listen when someone's talking.
Yes, we're listening to someone's talking. Listen to what? The, a little bit of the message?
Listen to the message.
What part of the message? A little bit? Half of it?
More
entire?
Entire.
So listen to the
entire
message. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, okay. We're getting, man, you know what? Have you guys practiced this since I left?
Nobody, like, teaches or nothing. It's like.
What happens?
Nobody's like our teachers. It's like when you guys left, like it's not like that much people like what you teach us. Mr. Parker, like they didn't do it a lot.
We'll get back to that. I'm so sorry. I lost track. L, listen to the entire message. E is what?
Eye contact.
Eye contact. The first A is what?
Ask questions about the topic.
That is the second A. I like that. Ask questions about the topic. That is the second A. But the first A is you should not be doing this when the teacher is talking. If you are playing with a toy, mm-hmm. if you are talking to your friend, you need to do what? It's the A word. Blank distractions.
Avoid distractions.
Avoid distractions, okay? First A, avoid distractions. And what's D?
D.
Oh. What's D, Rafat? Blank interrupt.
Do not interrupt.
Don't interrupt. Don't interrupt. Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's review. L, listen to the entire message. E.
What's it called? Eye contact.
The first A.
Avoid distractions.
Avoid distractions. D. Blank interrupt.
Don't interrupt.
Don't interrupt. So the D and in don't interrupt, it ties in with the L. Listen to the entire message. Don't interrupt. Okay. S. We need to.
Speak.
How?
Speak. Talk.
Before you think. Think before you speak.
That's the T. That's after the S. I love that. I love that. You're ahead of the game. That's the T. Think before you speak. No, but the S. How should we speak? Speak what?
Speak normal.
Speak normal. Okay. Yes, I like that. But speak what? Should we mumble?
Speak clearly.
Speak clearly. And then you just said think before you speak, the T. And then you said earlier the second A, which was?
Ask questions about the topic
and stuff. Good stuff. And then the R, which is what we're doing all the time.
Repeat the message.
Good job. We need to review this more. We almost forgot. Goodness gracious. But good stuff. Yes, you can get that book, Become a Lead Star. It goes in depth with each acronym. And again, you can get that at JACEYTV.com. Meeting people, make memories. We'll be back. Do you know what type of engineer you want to be? Do you know what type of things you want to create, you want to build?
Basically, like a scientist, building like stuff people need, like water filters, like for the countries need it.
Okay. Beautiful. Again, helping people. How about you, Rafat? Listen. I know you got a long way to go and you got so much time, but is there anything that you would like to be when you grow up?
A police officer.
Why would you like to be a police officer, Rafat?
I'd help the community.
Help the community. Okay, so you would be a good police officer, yes, but what would that look like? What's like one thing you would do to help the community?
Like, don't go like more just, like, you know the things, like speeding?
Uh-huh.
You like, don't go the speeding limit, you'll get a ticket.
Most definitely. So it sounds like you're saying you'll make sure people don't speed, correct? Absolutely, because speeding is what?
Bad.
It's bad. It's not safe. It's not safe, you know? Yeah. I mean, there are times you have to speed. I would presume, let's say, your wife is pregnant. She's in labor. You may have to get it moving in the car, but 9 times out of 10, you don't have to speed. Like, just, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. Don't speed. I like that, Rafat, keeping it safe. Do you know what college you want to go to? Listen, I know you're, listen, you're still in the fourth grade, and it's way, way, way down the road. So I'm just seeing if you've thought about that is all, you know. If you don't know, Harvard? It's perfectly fine. Huh?
Harvard?
You want to go to Harvard? You know what? I think you can, buddy. Because you are extremely bright in the sense of I understand how difficult it is to, for one, learn this language. There's so many rules and counter rules and rules and counter rules to the language. And there's so many ways that you can say one thing, you know, there's so many words. So just trying to, one, learn the language, and two, learn about nouns and pronouns in the foreign language, it's very challenging, you know. I used to teach ESL, mm-hmm. English as a second language, so I understand the struggle and the obstacles to trying to learn both. And I said all that to say, you are picking up not only the language but the actual skill very fast. That's not easy. It's very challenging. You too, Rafat, you know. What have you gotten better at in school since August? What have you gotten better at? What can you look at and say, you know what? Ooh, I got really good at that. I got better at this. Or I got better at that. What have you gotten better at since the beginning of school year?
Since August, I got better at reading and math, language, all of them. In math, last week I did it at test,
mm-hmm.
and I got 98%.
Beautiful!
In reading in Lililo, I did that one and I got 99 or 98%.
What about the reading are you now starting to understand? Because, like, what happens is once we begin to understand, you know, that light comes on, then we can look back and say, ooh, I was struggling on that, but now I understand that bit. So what were the things now that you can look back on that you can say, you know what, ooh, I was struggling on that particular part. I didn't understand that rule, but now I do understand that rule, and now now I can read better, or now I can understand this better. What is like a specific thing that you've gotten better at, or a rule that you now understand?
When I was doing reading in math, a lot of times I tried to like read it, but it didn't work. What I did was when he told us to like blend the words together.
Like what? Like what? Be specific.
What I was doing at first, I didn't get it because I was not reading the word, like short sound and the big sounds.
Okay.
And I started like using them, and like I used the big sounds and small. If I read it good, it makes sense to me. If I didn't read it bad.
Just to clarify for the listeners, are you talking about the long and the short sounds for the vowels? Mm-hmm. Copy that. Give me an example.
I can't think of nothing.
What would be the short sound for an I?
Eh?
Yeah. What would be the long sound for the I?
I.
Okay. What would be the short sound for the A?
A.
Ah. And what would be the long sound for the A?
A.
Okay. Yeah. So are you saying like learning, understanding when to use that particular sound it made it more, it increased your understanding when it was time to read the word problems. I could not agree more, you know. That's why, you know, that part is very key, you know, the long sounds and the short sounds. What is another thing that you got better at since the beginning of the year? Alfred. Something specific, like in math or a strategy you learned, like, ooh, I didn't know that this particular strategy now works. Because now you're at the age now where it's time to, well, you are now, you should now be using strategies, you know? Mm-hmm. So what's a strategy that you learned this year that you now employ?
What I did was I had, like, help with subtraction, like, 3 digits and then 2 digits subtraction with 110s. At first, I didn't know how to do it and stuff. What I did was I take my notes and stuff, and I did that was, like, a lot of work to, like, do telemarks. What I did, I made, like, a chart and number line on my own paper. When I used to count it back, that was more easier, and I finished it in fast time.
Gotcha. So you employed the number line strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. You know, strategy and patterns. Everything's a pattern. Once you can figure out the pattern, then you have figured out the formula, just like subtracting 2 digit by 2 digit numbers. It's a pattern, just like subtracting 3 digit by 2 digit numbers. It's a pattern, like, and like how to do it, you know? So like, if you look at things that you need to learn or that you want to learn as a pattern, like, I just got to figure out this pattern. Like, for instance, this shirt here has a pattern, you know, has a pattern. These glasses, the shades, they have a pattern. Your shirts, they have a pattern. Great. So just figuring out the pattern. And once you figure out the pattern, you've got the formula, and then you can move forward.
How do you know how to run these stuff? Did someone teach you?
Correct. And just reps, repetition, practice, repetition. And then, I mean, because it's only a few things that you have to remember. And then you just kind of repeat. Just like once you learn like a strategy, once you learn the strategy, like, oh, that's how you solve that problem. Once you see it again, you just employ the strategy and just do it over and over again. The same way, just like running this studio, it doesn't change. Like last Sunday, how you turn on the power button is how you turn on the power button now. How you turn on the audio board is how you turn on the audio board, like every single time, you know. So just learning the system, learning the what?
Pattern.
Learning the pattern, you know. So, yeah.
Is this for free to do it, or do you have to pay for it to come in?
That's a good question, sir. So all of the producers, the people who are running shows, you first have to take a media policy class. And then you have to take a class for Studio 1, a class for Studio 2, and a class for Studio 3. And then once you have taken those classes, then you have access to the space. But I didn't answer your question. It's for, so those classes cost money. There are scholarships that you can get to, you know, to assist with the cost. But after you take those classes, then to stay a member, it's $12
a month.
Or you can pay $120 for the entire year. But first, to get like access into the producer program, you have to take the media policy class.
What is that?
It's a class that teaches you what you can and what you cannot do, the rules and the policies regarding what you can show on what content you can use on your shows. Like, for instance, there's specific rules to using footage from movies because that footage belongs to a specific production company. So like there are rules to like how you can use that footage. There are rules to how you can use specific songs, you know, because those songs do not belong to you. They belong to somebody else. So they're just different rules and policies. So that's media policy. It's not fun. Yeah, it's one of those where you just got to sit and watch a video and take a little test. It's not the most fun class, but that's your intro class.
What age you have to be to do this?
That's a good question. They do have a high school. They have a high school program, but outside of the high school program, you have to be 18, I believe. But it kind of leads me into like why I want to teach this, you know. I want to offer this. I know how to, and not just within the big studio. Like, all you really need is like a little Zoom recorder and a couple of mics. But I can teach more than just the.
Do you know how much it's gonna cost if you buy all this stuff you need?
All this? I don't know. I'm thinking. I don't know. I would have to. It'd be in the thousands, because like. The mics alone are like $1,000.
So like the, what's it called, used for the interviews and a lot of stuff. When I see YouTubers do it, they use like these specific mics because they see it sounds like good.
Yeah, the Shure mics are, they are standard and they, you know, they do produce a really good sound. Yeah.
Do you have your own podcast studio?
Do I have my own studio? No, I don't have my own podcast studio. I use this resource to produce my shows.
Do you like to have your own one?
No, I don't. I don't have my own home studio. I don't.
But do you like it to have one?
Would I like to have my own home studio? Absolutely. Absolutely. But until then, this is a great resource because it keeps me in competition with, you know, visually and with everybody else that's doing it, you know. So, you know, everything is top notch, and it allows me at least to compete visually with everyone else that's doing it. I like that you got questions. What other questions you got? Because I'm asking a lot of questions. What do you want to know about Mr. Well, they know me as JC, but you guys know me as what?
Mr. Carey.
I don't even use that name. Ever until like I see you guys, which is funny. What else you want to know? You got like 1,000 questions.
How you make your merch?
Huh?
How you make your own merch?
That's a good question. How do I make my own merch? Great question. Something else that I would love to teach in the podcast video production class. It would be some marketing as well in there. But I run my Shopify and my Printify store. Shopify is a resource that you can use to sell things from your website. Shopify.
I heard of it before.
Yep. Printify is my supplier. So Printify is one of my suppliers that I use to create merch. Printify is a supplier that has t-shirts, purses, keychains, mugs. They have a ton of hats. They have a ton of things that you can place your logo on. So what I do is I, for one, step one, I create the logo. I use a multitude. I can use a multitude of different softwares to create the logo. But honestly, I created this logo here, ChatGPT. I wrote the specifics of what I wanted. I took a picture of myself and I uploaded the image and I said, make a cartoon image version, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And then this popped up. So first, make the file, make the logo. All right. So now I've got my logo. I have my website. I have my Printify. I have my Shopify. Now it's just easy peasy. Now I choose which merch I want to place my logo on. So then I go to the t-shirts and then I use, and then I pick the colors I want. I choose the colors I want and then I just upload the image to the shirt and then I center the shirt. Like it's almost like just playing a game. So I upload the image and then I center the image. I size the image and then I choose all the colors that I want. And then voila. And then I type in the description, how much I wanted to cost, press publish, boom, I got my merch.
You ever like, how, what made you to do podcast? What do you like about it?
What do I like about podcasting? I like that I get to own it and run it at my own pace. I'm a type of individual to where I like to run things. I like to be in control of the sequencing. I like to be in control of the outcome, because I feel that if I'm in control of the sequence and an outcome, then it's going to end well. I like to talk. I like to have conversations. I like to learn about people. And this medium is just, it's fun and it's simple. But yeah, and then it's something that you can easily own and control. So like after this, I can chop this up. Not can, but I'm going to chop this up. And then, you know, it's going to be like an episode for the series. What, it's just something that I can control.
What is your episodes?
Huh?
What is your episode check? You said like season 4, you said when we started, when we were talking about it.
What are my episodes? What do you mean? Like, what are the...
Well, like, when we came here, you said, like, the stuff, and you said episode 4 and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, when I was doing my intro, I said, people meeting people make memories. Welcome back to the Lunch Table Podcast, season 4, episode 4. Yeah, so, this is the 4th season of the podcast, and this is the 4th episode of the, of the 4th season. So of the 4th season. So 4th season, 4th episode. Next week, 4th season, 5th episode. Week after that, 4th season.
6.
Exactly. All
right. How much is this live right now?
No. It's not live. This is pre-recorded.
What does that mean?
This is something that we're going to record now and then put on a platform later. Pre-recorded.
Okay. What's it called? What platform do you use a lot?
What platform do I use? I use YouTube. And thank you very much, man. These are plugs. The platform I use, YouTube, JCTV World, JACEY TV World. And also I use Instagram, The Lunch Table Podcast, ATX Radio, The Lunch Table Podcast, ATX, JCTV World. I use those three to distribute all of the clips, and I use Opus Clip to distribute and to post daily all the time. So after I chop this up, after I edit this episode, then I'm going to put it in something called Opus Clip. And Opus Clip is a software that will break down your entire episode into like 30 plus viral clips. So it would have it would break those down. It would have the title for you, it would have the description for you, and then it would allow you to post and schedule your post on a multitude of platforms. So what do you do with the Robux? So like, he gives you the Robux, yes?
It's Roblox. It's like a...
Roblox?
Roblox.
Okay. And so, like, what do you do with them?
Like, buy avatars, like, buying shirts, like, buying cars.
Okay. So you buy things to spruce up your avatar.
It's like, basically...
What else can you buy with the Roblox?
Game passes is, like, another way to, like, show you got Robux is, like... Games have game passes, and like for 800 Robux and stuff.
Okay.
But when you buy Robux, it costs actual money, like 20. The highest is like 24,000. Well, that's like $200.
Okay.
And some people like make games, and the games go really viral. They made from that game like $100,000 in like few days or even years.
Are you guys into gaming? Are you like a gamer? No, would you say?
I like playing games, but I don't like to do it a lot. I like talking about it and doing it like with someone, not just like playing it.
Meaning you like playing online with somebody, uh-huh. is what you're saying?
Do you know, like, streaming?
Streaming, yeah.
Uh-huh, like that.
Okay. Do you stream?
No.
I don't have the things for
it. Okay.
He wish he had one.
Do you want to stream? Mom, is he going to stream? Are you going to allow him to stream when it's, I guess, when it's of age? I'm mm-hmm. so sorry. I don't mean to put you on the spot like that. That's a terrible thing I just did. My bad, Miss Sambo. My bad. But so is that something that you like to do?
Yes.
Stream. What streamers do you watch?
Basically, I watch Naked 30. It's like the YouTube play Fortnite. The other one is...
What was that first one you said?
Naked 30.
Nick and 30?
No, Naked.
Naked?
Naked.
I'm sorry. I didn't have that simple.
Naked 30.
Nikki?
It's Nick and 30. It's a fact.
Nick and 30. I'm not going to say Nick. I'm not going to say it again. People meeting people making memories. That was season 4, episode 4 of The Lunch Table. Shout out to Alfit. Great questions. I want him back. I want the young man back. He is inquisitive and he asks fantastic questions. And Rafat as well. Warming up. Listen, guys, Rafat is still in the process of learning the language. All right. So there's a lot of processing that's going on which word to use. Is that the right word? Am I understanding? But he's doing a fantastic job. So shout out to my boy Rafat for his input throughout the entire show. Meeting people, making memories again to help support the show. Mm-hmm. Hit that Linktree JCTV, and also JCTV.com, where you can like, share, subscribe, and shop. Also, the Lead Star book. Shout out to Alfit and Rafat for assisting with the review. But Lead Star, the 8 Guidelines for Effective Communication. You can get that as well at the Linktree and at jctv.com. Meeting people, making memories. Wave to the camera, guys. All right, we out. See you guys.
Meet people, make memories, lifestyle. The reason that I defeat's cause you sleep weak and I'll power now. 48 hours, I'm running on fumes like a Drake diss, man, I'm back to back. No friends, ain't got your back, that's a chiropractor. Though it's classical, like a musical, I'm in a junkyard, but I'm a Cadillac. Nonfiction fact.